board members of some of the world's largest tech companies will hold shareholder meetings over the next couple of weeks. Those include Alphabet, Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Twitter. Activists and shareholders have put forth proposals like whistleblower protections at Alphabet, Google, stopping the spread of hate and disinformation at Facebook, and an analysis of the possible civil and human rights implications of Amazon's facial recognition and surveillance technologies. Jessica Gonzalez is the CEO of Free Press. She says that big companies like to tout the benefits of their technologies.
But civil rights and media justice groups, investors, legislators, regulators, and tech workers are clear that tech companies like Amazon, Facebook, Alphabet, and Twitter need to be held accountable for enabling racist surveillance, the spread of white supremacy and hate speech online, and discriminatory workplace practices.
Maurice B.P. Weeks is the executive director of the Action Center on Race and the Economy. He says that Amazon's treatment of its workforce has come in for a lot of criticism. He says many workers report having to urinate in bottles during their shifts to keep up with the high work rate, and he says that's only part of the story.
This is a company that went from city to city trying to extract wealth from Black communities in the form of tax breaks in exchange to locate their HQ2 inside of a certain city limit. This is a company that forced Whole Foods employees who came to work wearing a shirt that said racism has no place here to either remove it or go home. The company that has sold hate paraphernalia like Nazi insignias and other things on their site and still, in fact, do to this day.
Weeks says that Amazon's Black workers have a difficult time earning promotions to management, where they only make up a fraction of management positions. Natasha Lamb is the managing partner and portfolio manager of Arjuna Capital. She says that many clients over the last 5 years have raised concerns with social media companies over content they say threatens civil rights and democracy. She says this is the second year her organization has urged Facebook, Twitter, and Google to hire executives with a high level of human and civil rights awareness.
Social media companies have become lightning rods for disseminating racism, sexism, hate, violence, misinformation, and simply addressing the garbage at the end of the pipe is no longer a viable approach. And if it were, these companies' track records would not be so poor, oversight would not be failing, and we would not still be here presenting our concerns to investors.
Lamb says that the big social media companies have hired experts and tried to develop policies to deal with the criticisms they're getting, but it's not enough. She said the companies are focusing on treating the symptoms and not working on a cure, which would take rethinking their corporate culture. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.